KERA and media partners KXAS-TV, NBC5, and the Dallas Morning News continue our in-depth look at issues in the governor's race by focusing on the economy and a big-ticket item for many Texans. We're going to talk about homeowners insurance rates in Texas, which are some of the highest in the country. Here's a look at how Republican Greg Abbott and Democrat Wendy Davis view the situation and whether they would make changes if elected governor. Here's what we know. The three largest home insurance companies in Texas have imposed rate increases that the state's consumer advocate calls excessive. In the case of State Farm, the biggest provider, a 10% increase this year follows a 20% hike last year. For Kimberly O'Neill of Plano, home insurance rates could make the difference in her ability to buy a house. The associate college professor tweeted her concerns during KERA's September 30th debate between Republican Greg Abbott and Democrat Wendy Davis.
Every dollar makes a difference for me, and paying an astronomical rate for homeowners insurance clearly would impact my decision on whether or not I need to even continue looking in that direction.
During the debate, journalists asked Abbott and Davis whether they believe home insurance rates are too high, and if so, what changes they'd make. Here's Abbott.
There's probably not a homeowner at home who doesn't think that the rates are too high. We need to find ways to reduce homeowner insurance rates. It seems like they're going through the roof.
Greg Abbott said he didn't know enough about actuarial insurance tables to know if rates were out of line. He needed more information. Not Wendy Davis. She accused insurance companies of gouging Texas homeowners. She singled out the insurance commissioner, who's appointed by the governor.
And they're being gouged in our state because we have an insurance commissioner who is failing to do her job and responsibly review these rate increases and decline them.
Davis said if elected governor, she'd replace the current insurance commissioner. She would also work with the legislature to change a law that now lets insurance companies impose rate hikes without prior review or approval. Alex Winslow, who heads the nonprofit consumer group Texas Watch, wants the same thing. He says the commissioner needs that tool to help control rates. He also blames growing insurance costs on industry lobby efforts that have reduced coverage.
Under the old standard home insurance plan, policyholders had coverage for things like water damage. That is no longer the case. Sewer backups, which is exactly what it sounds like. If you have sewage backing up into your home, that used to be covered, and it's not anymore.
Insurance industry spokesperson Mark Hanna defends the insurance rates, which are the third highest in the nation. He blames bad weather.
You get hit by tornadoes. You get hit by hailstorms. You just recently had a catastrophic windstorm. You get hit by ice storms. Texas has the most violent weather in the United States, and we pay for it.
In the past 2 years, the state's top insurance companies all made money, and 2013 was better than 2012, according to the Dallas Morning News. For State Farm, the biggest insurer in Texas, last year was its best in recent years. Kimberly O'Neill isn't sure she can afford it. She still wants the American dream of owning a home, but says she needs better insurance options. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.